Yeah, it's called Durag Discussions.
She was about to say nigga discussions. Niggas. Go.
You ready? I'm gonna take my last bite.
Yeah, we hear that shit. Damn, what you eating? Granola and fucking nails.
Pretzels bricks. Shut the fuck up. No, pretzels and hummus.
Bricks dipped in hummus.
Some damn nails, honestly.
What's good, family? This is Durag Discussions. I'm here with Eli and Del Rita.
Yo.
What's up?
Eli is my ex-roommate, one of my best friends from college up in Colorado. And Del Rita is like our little sister, really.
What's up?
But just give us, each of you, give us, give the people just a little bit about yourself and what you're currently doing and where you live and all that good shit.
Yeah, I'll go first. So I currently live in Los Angeles. I moved here almost a year ago now. Originally came here for grad school. I chose not to finish that. I'm in a different program now. I'm just waiting for my board exams here in a couple weeks. You know, I've known Elijah Gilbert since I was, 7 years old. We went to school together all the way through college. And then I met Bryce my freshman year of college, and we've all been really close since then. Let's see. I threw hammer at Western State, same school we all went to. Elijah was on the track team as well. So I guess I'm pretty basic. I've just been a student and an athlete pretty much my whole life, and I'm currently.
But why'd you move up to LA though? Yeah.
Yeah. So originally I came out here for grad school, and now I'm in a PCT program, and then I'm just trying to work in the clinic, get my hours in for PA school. So that's really what I'm doing right now.
Hell yeah. She trying to be in the hospital helping all the people.
Yeah. That's the plan. I hope I can be a good tool for them. Go.
All right, Ugly Ellie.
Shit. But shit, Eli, you already know the deal. I don't know. Still in Colorado, in motherfucking Denver. DTC now. moved in motherfucking March. Had to get the fuck up out of Aurora. But, doing the same shit. Doing accounting for a construction company. And shit, just been on that shit for like 2 years now. And not shit else. Fucking, I mean, y'all already told everything. I mean, I know the Rita since like, shit, for a long time. When she had the motherfucking split teeth. Her shit had the motherfucking
big. Hey, I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up.
I tell you what. He was like, go get Darita. We was like, who the fuck Darita? Damn. He was like, the girl with the gap. Oh, yeah.
Shut up. All I gotta say is my teeth are fixed now. I didn't ever get braces. It was all in God's plan. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
God's plan. Her shit came out nice. That shit did come on nice. No cap. No cap.
Thank you. Put some respect on my motherfucking name.
But back in the day, boy, I tell you what.
Started off early on this motherfucker.
Hey, we came from humble beginnings. Yeah.
Nah, but Darita, real shit, she like a little sister to me, real shit. I do anything for Darita. She called my on my phone. But yeah, retired fucking athlete. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm playing some flag football. That shit's cold. We trying to get a team together and go to motherfucking Vegas. Win that $1 million.
And Eli came in running track and ran track off for 4 years. But he also played football, 2 years? 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. 2 years.
2 years. So we got to play together for two seasons, and that shit was dope. But yeah, man. So I did want to start off with just we got to touch on with all the guests that I'm bringing on recently. I want to hear everybody's perspective, just a brief perspective of just how they feel everything is going and what they think the change could be. Or, you know, whatever you have to say about what's going on in recent times, because there's a lot. It's impossible to cover it all, but, you know, just give your little two cents about whatever.
I mean, just this whole thing in general is crazy how we go from the motherfucking Rona, this is a big motherfucking deal, to niggas protesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, and motherfucking being right next to each other, and what the fuck happened to the goddamn corona? They saying cases spike, but nigga, if you look at it, cases spiking because niggas starting to go get tested, and they like, oh fuck.
Right. Right,
nigga, my mom told me some real shit and was like, look, nigga, like, they giving that shit to you when you get tested based off your symptoms. And they gonna be like, because nigga, if you think about it, nigga, for the coronavirus, nigga, every symptom is every sickness, nigga, in the book, nigga. Motherfucking headache, nigga.
Right.
Coughing.
Or, and then they tell you, or you can have no symptoms whatsoever and have it. Well, nigga, damn. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, asymptomatic.
So
yeah.
It's like, well,
it's true.
Then, nigga, if I, like, how do I avoid this shit then? Like, and it's contagious anyway. Like, we could all have it right now and not even know.
Exactly.
Right. That's true.
They open this shit up.
Yeah, I mean, that you already know that has a lot to do with the economy. It's not that it's safe to go back. It's because our economy is.
Everybody needs that money, you know, and everybody got to bounce back.
Right, exactly.
That's why they open. That's honestly why they open shit up.
Yeah.
Right, because we should still be quarantined. Especially with the based
off the coronavirus, based off what they saying, right. how lethal that shit was, niggas should still be inside, but niggas is not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, death rates are still continuing to rise here in the U.S. So I don't know if you guys have done any research on that. It really isn't safe to go out. I mean, the death toll is still going. You know, it's not like this. I mean, the Black Lives Matter movement definitely took a lot of light from the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We took They took advantage of it for sure. They took advantage. We took advantage of it for sure.
We did.
But I don't know. I just feel like we were saying earlier, if you can't build an immune, or like if you don't build an immunity to it, if you don't go outside, if you're not exposed to certain things, then we're just really making ourselves weaker for when we go outside and get exposed to something, because then it's going to hit us even harder.
Right.
Then it really might start taking everyone out. It's not just the older people, not just the super young population, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, just last week, a 40 year old died. I mean, 40 is extremely young. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one can escape it. Just hope you have a strong immune system and no pre-existing health conditions. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because anybody can die from it, you know? I mean, the elderly are dying from it because they already have pre-existing health conditions. That's why the elderly are targeted here, you know? It's not that because of their age, really. It's because most people on that end of the spectrum already have pre-existing health conditions. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but
put that into perspective.
Here in Denver, they took back 100 of the deaths that they reported and said that they weren't actually dead because of coronavirus.
I was just about to say, like, what if they're saying Okay, so hypothetically speaking, hypothetically speaking, they say people with health conditions, they usually die, right? That's safe to assume. Right. They usually, they have a higher rate of, you know, passing than the regular, you know, healthy person, right? Then on the other side, old people, they also die pretty often. So how do we know it's just not something they just, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
She Del Rita.
Del Taco.
Del Peter.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nah, I don't know. That shit's crazy, bro. I just want shit to go back to normal, bro. But if this shit is really how it is, bro, I don't know if anything.
I keep hearing people say it might not ever.
I want to go to a football game in the fall, and then I don't even know if that's gonna be possible.
Yeah.
But then you got to look at people that base like artists and shit like. That base most of their income off of fucking concerts and shit.
Concerts. Because they don't do CDs anymore.
That shit sucks. Because they talking about they're not going to be another concert until 2021. So it's like, you got to look how them niggas about to start racking in their bear because they do that shit for a living.
You hear me? That shit, it might really start getting crazy out here because people going to start doing money, doing anything to get money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the people are really going to come out the hiding. Like, you need to be safe out here.
That's real.
Especially like, the people that you don't know about, like, the higher-ups and shit that are starting to lose their damn money, too. That's when shit's really going to start getting crazy.
Right?
Mm-hmm. They're going to start hiring people to do some stupid shit.
Crazy shit.
So, along those lines, which sports do you think will take the biggest hit professionally? In terms of
football,
making
basketball.
Money, all of that.
Baseball.
Oh.
You know
that's
how
that's
a
lot of big contracts.
That's
yeah.
And, that's, and there's a lot of seats in a motherfucking baseball arena.
And then how many games do they have a year? Like
100 and something.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Man, yeah. That's big. And they're talking about, like, they might move football back to the spring. A lot of shit's going to get pushed back. So,
the finals ain't about to happen until October.
Right. And they're cutting it down to, what,
22 teams. Yeah.
Damn.
And I'll tell you who's not going to be in there. The Utah Jazz.
As long as the Denver Nuggets are top three, I'm all good.
They will.
The Jazz
be.
Definitely in that.
Why are
they? But they took the top. They took the top 22 teams in the league.
You said Denver in the top three, Dale?
Yeah, I think they're number two in the West.
You need to put down that crack rock.
Hey, hey.
He like
them boys nice.
The motherfucking Clippers is.
Damn, them boys nice.
Clippers, Lakers. Who is third? Are y'all really third right now?
Nah, we're second. I'm pretty sure.
No, not second.
Somebody go look this up.
Clippers are second.
I think the Clippers are second.
Damn, you're right. Third. Fuck the Lakers. Fuck them niggas.
Them niggas went in the shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody
says. We finna kill them boys.
Yeah. Sorry. I know.
Lily
probably wants
the whole starting five that took us to the playoffs last year and kind of gave the Warriors a run for their money for a second, for a split second in the playoffs in the first round is our bench.
Are you talking about split second as in y'all went on like a 20-0 run and these niggas came back and won the game?
No, we came back from a 40-point deficit.
And won the game?
Yes.
What?
Most in playoff history.
Damn, I do remember that shit now. I'm looking this bitch up right now. I just seen it. I was like, no way.
But yeah, I don't know. Basketball.
I mean, basketball, them motherfuckers,
they already done lost basketball. Yeah, they already done lost their money at this point. And yeah, if they're going to have playoffs.
Everybody watch basketball. Right, so.
Exactly. If they're still going to have a playoffs, then it should all work out for them. They definitely won't make what they were going to make, but they'll make some money. But the NFL is really the one that I think will lose the most money. Especially because you don't know when this season is going to happen. I don't think they really came to a conclusion on it. Nothing. Like, they haven't really said anything about when the season will be. Nothing of the sort. So, I don't know. I don't know what to expect from football.
Yeah, they're talking about they're going to let people come to the game.
Oh, shit.
People in seats.
What?
But how I think they're going to do it is like, they're only going to put, like, maybe, like, five people to, like, a 12-person row, you know, and, like, split them out and shit.
There's too many great things happening in this upcoming NFL season for there not to be, like, spectators.
I know. I'm trying to go to a Broncos game. That nigga Jerry Jeudy came to Denver. I was like, shit.
You feel me? Then there's,
you will see me at a Bronco game.
Then there's the Raiders are in Vegas now in their new stadium. Right. The Rams have their new stadium. Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay.
Fucking Tampa Bay. Fucking Tom Brady.
With Gronk. So it's like, there's so much shit.
Gronk came out of retirement.
Man. Shit, it's like, nobody can even watch that shit in real life. This is like, this is like God telling us, oh, you want to sit and look at shit on the screen. Okay, I'm going to put you in front of a screen. That's the only shit you're going to be able to see.
I'm going
to
put you in the house. You want to be in the house? I'm going to put you in the house.
Right. Not everybody going to be outside enjoying the earth, all that. When all that shit is over with.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, that's the plan. Nah, go ahead, finish, nigga. Yeah. How much time you got?
Nigga, fucking 20 seconds, nigga. But they fucking all doing some 2K bullshit.
Oh, were they trying to hold the clock?
Nah, they letting this nigga get all the buckets, all the fouls and shit.
Shut the fuck up. Just admit you fucking suck and move on.
This nigga getting ran.
That's what I'm saying. I bet that shit.
Next, so Dave Chappelle, I don't know if he dropped it last night or yesterday. I don't know when it was, but he dropped this it's like a 27-minute special. I watched it on YouTube. It's called 8:46. 8, comma, or no, not comma, semi, no, colon? Damn, I've been out of school for a minute. What's it called, a colon? the two dots on top of each other, that's a colon, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So 8:46, and it's supposed to be 8 minutes and 46 seconds for how long the cop had his knee on George Floyd's neck. Mm-hmm. And turns out later on in it that 8:46 was the time that Dave Chappelle was born.
Wow.
And he also made a connection that the Grammys, he was going to win. He had a Grammy. He won a Grammy the day that Kobe, or they were memorializing Kobe or whatever, right? In the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. And they had his jerseys up, and it was 8:24. And 8:24 is his birthday.
Dave Chappelle's birthday,
yeah.
Bro, me and Kobe Bryant share the same birthday.
Really?
Bro. Real shit.
Sheesh.
8:23.
Crazy, man.
But I heard about that. I heard about that. Was it like a stand up?
No, not even. It was just like he did it like in the country somewhere. I really didn't catch on the beginning part where like he was talking about where he was, but it was like in the country, like in a small little town, and like there's barely any people there. But like he's just talking basically, and you know Dave Chappelle can sit there and just talk, and people gonna just watch because you know some funny shit gonna come out of it, like. He's like, everybody's saying, like, all the celebrities are quiet, which is something I said on the last podcast episode, which was funny. And he's like, everybody's saying that, like, celebrities are quiet. He's like, nah. He's like, don't mistake, like, our silence for, like, not caring. Like, he's like, we're just allowing the people. Like, it's the people's turn to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, we can speak all we want, but, like, it's our turn. It's the population. It's all the black people's turn to speak out, and you know what I'm saying? As a group, and not just as you know the face of, or you know the star basketball player, or the star singer, rapper. You know, do y'all remember Chris Dorner?
No.
Did y'all ever hear that story? I can't remember.
You gotta remind me.
It was a LAPD officer, right? And it was a black dude. And he was in LA and he was killing cops.
What?
Like he was going around like killing cops and like killing like their family members and shit. What? Yeah.
That's fucked.
So he was an LAPD officer, and something happened in this arrest warrant or something where his partner, it was a little white lady, and she did some fuck shit. I don't want to tell the whole story because I want y'all to go watch Dave Chappelle's thing, but she did some fuck shit. He went and told the department he got fired. He's like, oh, okay, goes through all the legal shit to get back his job or, like, you know, take legal action to get compensated, whatever. None of this shit works. None of this shit works. So then he's like, all right, well, fuck it. He's, like, trained in the military, like, been a cop for a long-ass time. This nigga goes on a rampage, starts killing niggas off, killing cops left and right, and turns out, and like later on they go and like they kill him, and they brought like, I'm talking about like hundreds of cops, are at the place, he's at like this little cabin, there's hundreds of cops wrapped around that motherfucker. Dave Chappelle goes, he's like, you see how all those cops pulled up when one of yours got killed? He's like, that's how the fuck we feel right now.
All right, that's a great comparison.
Real sure.
Wow.
He's like, but that's how the fuck we feel right now. Like, so.
That's a good comparison, honestly. I mean, it's not every day you see somebody going around killing cops, you know? But, I mean, for some reason, every other week, a cop is gunning down a black man in the streets. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. But
it does not make any sense.
Turns out he had this manifesto, which was just like his, you know, his going away letter, basically, before he was killed, because he knew he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he said all this shit, and he listed off all this racist shit about the LAPD. Pointed out racist officers, pointed out like corrupt shit that was going on in the department, all this other shit. Then starts.
Damn. So wait, was this motherfucker a cop?
Yes, he was an LAPD officer. That's what I was telling you. He got fired for telling the department about some fuck shit that his partner did. And he got fired.
Right, yeah.
So then he's telling everybody about all this racist shit. and all the corrupt shit and all that, right? Then he gets down to the end and he kind of just starts, you know, talking out his ass, talking about he just really want to be heard at this point. You know, at the point where you're like, all right, everybody listening, so nigga, I'm going to just say everything I need to say. Right. He just started talking about movies and like comedians and like all types of shit. He like, he even get to a point, he like, yeah. Ellen DeGeneres, he's like, I love what you're doing. Keep that shit up, girl. Like, I'm like, man, this nigga was going. I'm like, what's up with this nigga? Like, he shoot niggas in the head and then go home and talk and start writing about Ellen DeGeneres. Like, what the fuck? Then he's talking about Dave Chappelle. He brings up Dave Chappelle and he's like, just basically just like, I fuck with this nigga. He hard as fuck. Keep doing what you do. Like, I love how you speak out, blah, blah, blah. All that shit, right? And I guess when he was in L.A. and they were going to kill him, the cops had sent people to go protect Dave Chappelle. And he was like, nah, I'm good. He was like, I worry about y'all. He killing y'all niggas. But that's all I'm gonna say on it because I really want y'all to go watch it.
Damn, they sent.
Okay.
They sent protection to this nigga.
It was serious.
What the fuck? They thought this nigga was gonna get away.
Yeah.
And go to Dave Chappelle's house. Serious. That's crazy.
But yeah, that's all I really had on that. I just wanted to tell everybody to go watch that.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to peep that shit.
I guess it's on Netflix too. On Netflix too. So. I want y'all to think, have either one of y'all thought of a good story that we could, it could be from South,
that we all have had together or?
Yeah, anything.
Just a story in college in general. I got all types of stories. Some crazy shit. Remember when we stole that TV, nigga?
When you stole that TV?
What? I just want nigga, all of the listeners group, right now to know I was not a part of it.
I would have not been able allegedly.
Nigga, that shit was a group effort. Nigga, I could not have supposed to throw that bitch if y'all niggas were not.
You might as well just run through the story now at this point.
Nah. But if them niggas was ever like, who helped you do this shit? I'm like, shit, man, I did this shit myself, motherfucker. It was like, we got two other dudes on camera. I was like, oh, I ain't never seen that.
Hey, not coming back for that little ass TV.
Exactly.
We were sophomores in college, man.
No, that was freshman year.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
That was freshman year. We was on some crazy shit freshman year.
Jesus.
Oh. That nigga Kyrie was so scared. That nigga took off in the motherfucking ghetto rainbow.
Oh my gosh. Nigga jumped in the car.
The ghetto rainbow.
Nigga had the shit tucked under the cart. Checked out all his other
bro,
shit.
But Kyrie, bro, he perfect. Bro, he timed that shit perfect, bro. We pulled up. That nigga pulled up, threw the bitch in the
you
back of the
trunk.
You would have
thought we just robbed
gone,
the
nigga.
Whole place.
That nigga pulled out so fast, nigga. I was like, nigga,
oh,
dang.
I walked out. I walked out shaking my head like, oh, my God. And these niggas panicking. I'm the last one in line, right? Because he gets in line. He pays for his shit. The shit's under the cart. He rolls out. He's like, I done got away with this shit. He rolled out. I went and jumped right back behind him in line because I'm like, all right, well, at least, like, if she do, like, see it, she'll be like, oh, I have somebody next to mine. Or I have a line, so yeah. I have to.
Yeah, keep her attention away from that motherfucker. Like,
he started walking away. She looked down and said, hey. And she said, oh, fuck.
Nah, remember the motherfucking, the thing went off, bro. It was like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, wait a minute, you forgot something, remember? I was like,
oh, they said, huh? Yeah. And kept walking.
She was like, oh, okay.
She said, whatever. I'm sitting there looking at her like, really? That's it?
From that small ass store.
I would not stop it, nigga. I would not stop it.
That shit. We was dumb as hell.
That shit was hilarious.
Clearly.
Oh,
clearly.
Oh my gosh.
I was the little angel on your TV, remember?
Dell, are you there? Dell? Dell?
Hey.
I don't know if that's
Can Dell come back to the conversation?
She's here, Dell.
Yeah,
that's what we do when we want to speak to the real Dell and not her her white voice.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
See? There we go. Dell, we still need you here. Dell. Somebody page Dell. What the fuck?
I'm coming.
Hell no.
Shoot. You gotta remind me sometime. You forget where I live.
Shit, apparently. Hey, so damn. I know you got some stories, though, with them badass kids you working with.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce got a couple,
ooh,
too.
I mean,
I do have some. I gotta think, though. It's been a minute.
I gotta say, I'm tired of being sneezed on and coughed on with food in their mouths. That's one. Ugh. All right. And then I remember I had this one kid months ago. He started getting in fights at school, and I got blamed for it somehow. And then one time, the mother-in-law, she blamed me for taking some money one time that was missing.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she was like, you took that money home. And I was like, no, I didn't. Tell me why. The little boy comes up to us like an hour later and he's like, here's the money. After she got done blaming me this whole time saying I took money home. The little boy's like, I know where the money is. Here it is.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What'd she do?
She didn't even apologize. I just remember she got like flustered and like was like, And I just remember her walking away. I was like, all right, I'm leaving now. So I had to take the kids to go, like.
And never coming back?
No, I had to come back. She was just visiting for a week. But I was like, I needed the job at the time. So I was just like, damn, I got to just suck this shit up. I didn't even tell the parents, like the people I actually worked for. I just let it go.
Oh, you don't work for them anymore?
No.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What's up?
Damn, no, I feel that.
Nah, man. These kids, man. Woo, when they're not yours, they hard to love.
No, honestly, I take the opposite approach. I think it's easier to love these kids you don't know. It's like when you have the kid yourself, like my siblings, oh my gosh, honey, no. Like, I'm yelling. I don't have to be nice to you in the house.
Right, so exactly, though, because you can be all the way real with them, though. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up.
Right.
I told you to shut the fuck up.
And then you're going to cry or some shit, right?
There ain't no social rules or shit. You like, motherfucker, I said shut up. Or I'll beat your ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, what you can't do that shit with no random kid.
You're right. I would never do that. But no. I also don't get into, like, beat kids up, but, you know. my husband is definitely going to have to be, like, I'm good with my words. Like, I'm good with my words, but when it comes to, like, physical discipline, like, because I was such a good kid.
You going to hit him with the Dale Rita? The Dale Rita?
Yeah. Hey. Shut up. Anyway, my husband is gonna have to be a manly man because, like, our kids are gonna be bad if he's not. I'm just being real. Like, because I feel like some kids, like me, I never got hit growing up, but like my brothers got hit, and like each kid is different, right? Like, not all kids just listen, and so like, I just know there are certain kids that need their ass beat. Hopefully they aren't my kids that need that.
You just ain't got it in your heart.
I don't. Like, I could give a little slap on the hand, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it. I just rather be the nice, fun parent. Like, oh, you want to go out, honey? Here's some money. I'll come with you. Go talk to dad. Yeah,
Nah, see. I can't have kids.
We fight.
And then tell him Dell.
I don't want kids, but I just know. But if I had kids, like, I'm not saying like
I just know
my kid, but if they don't listen, they might
know
get a
how I was as a kid. I know how my dad said he was as a kid. I'm like, nah, that little nigga gonna test me. It's gonna get ugly. We gonna have to just duke it out.
Yeah, but that shit teaches you though, nigga. That shit teaches you this.
We gonna have to duke it out, player. KB,
that's crazy.
I'm like, yo, KB, two assholes in this motherfucker. One of us gotta be nice, and I ain't giving up. Oh shit!
Can't tolerate disrespect, man. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, kids nowadays though, they have no type. Like, I don't know what my parents were doing. Yeah, no kids filter. Don't have any like respect for authority at all anymore. Like,
because they don't fear crazy. Their parents anymore.
That's true.
I good fear point, my parents.
Boy, let me tell. I mean, I definitely feared my parents for a long time. Like, I used to really get scared. But then, like, by the end of my time in high school, like, I was just being reckless because I was like, please try me.
I know you was scared of your moms, nigga.
Elijah?
Yeah, you.
Me?
What?
Nigga, I was... Sometimes, nigga, I was more scared of my mom getting in trouble.
I was more scared.
Because my mom would put the paws on me, nigga, with no remorse, nigga. He trying to kill me. And then, like, nigga, get to the point where, like, nigga, you getting beat so bad, you try to block the next hit because, you know, that first one hurt. You're like, oh, hold on, wait a minute.
Damn.
Then you try to block that next one. They're like, oh, see, you trying to block my hits now, huh? Like,
oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, you trying to fight.
Oh, you Muhammad Ali now, huh, nigga? You Floyd Mayweather now, huh? Okay.
Oh, you want to bob a weave, huh? Okay. You want to bob a weave.
I hit my mom with a weave like Mayweather, and she missed. Oh, she lost it. Actually, no, I'm going to tell this whole story. So, me and her were arguing about something, and I had turf in my room at the time.
Right.
And my door, like, we just laid it down over the carpet. Like, my door didn't close, like, open over it. Like, I had to, like, lift the door and, like, pull it over it. And my mom... My closet was basically all my mom's, like, jackets and shit. Like, I had one section with...
That woman does have a lot of clothes.
I had one section with my hoodies. That was it. She was coming in for her clothes, and she walked out, and I thought she was done. And she had said something in the middle of the argument and walked out. I closed the door, and she come back in. I'm talking about run through the door. That shit splits on the turf and breaks off the hinge damn near. Oh, I'm looking like, what the fuck, y'all nigga?
I'm like, what the fuck?
She's screaming. I'm like, I'll just close the door. Like, you know I have to slam the door because of the turf. Like, and we just going back and forth. I keep talking, you know me. I just
don't know how to shut up.
Yeah, I was just going talking shit. She cocked back. She got me cornered too, so I'm like in between my bed and the wall. Mm-hmm. She swings and I like lean back like the Matrix and dodge it. And she like, nigga. She looked at me in so much disbelief, like, nigga. She said, get the fuck out the house. And she kicked me out. I ain't had no shoes on. I had my phone, my wallet, nothing, nigga. Keys, nothing. I'm just walking.
I just went on that long ass walk up the hill and nigga just came home way later and I was hot. Damn.
That sounds tragic.
Man, it was crazy. I got a few stories like that. I used to get kicked out the house too much.
Dang, that's crazy. I mean, the only story I have is like one time my mom got pissed at me. We were fighting and I remember she hit the fuck out of me with her hanger.
Type of hanger?
A plastic hanger. Oh, shit. That shit hurt so bad. I was so shocked. I literally dead ass looked her in the eye and I said, why the fuck?
Did you just hit me? Are you fucking serious?
Oh, shit. Hell no. Nigga.
I really did that shit. I never got hit as a kid. Oh, she just got pissed at me one time. You know those Mexican households, she was getting hit the chancla all the time. Like, she she hit the fuck out of me. I was confused. Why would you hit me? And I just remember her looking at me like, whatever, nigga. And like, she just left. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Anyway. That's why I started the one time I got hit.
Damn.
Oh, you got me crying in my room right now.
Damn, she really came in and hit you with the hanger.
No one talks about getting hit with a hanger.
That's
like,
the only time. Where'd you get hit with the hanger?
I think I got hit, like, on my... Oh, my dad hit me one time in high school, too. But anyway, I think she hit me with, like, a... In my, like, chest or my arm. Like, I just remember being able to look close to my face.
She was aiming at you.
She was... Well, I was sitting on the... I was sitting on the couch, and she was doing... Like, I bet she would have time to run. Like, I was on the couch. So, like, that gravity with it, too, is just smack. I'm like, damn. I got one more story. Okay, so in high school, Elijah, you remember Mr. Bowden? Like, you know how he used to do workouts in the summer before, like, at 5 a.m.? Yeah, so I was doing, like, these morning workouts or whatever. We didn't have a whole lot of girls in there, but, like, I just remember I was, like, messing around with one of my good friends, Brian. He used to run track at Western. But we were, like, messing around, right? And all the kids were messing around. But this teacher, like, kept pointing like, us out. And I'm not gonna say it wasn't because we were both black. But anyway.
Bowden was low-key little racist. But he loved black people because
they love that we could run for them. They love that we play soccer for them. But the second it comes to real life, they hate it. Anyway, we ran that
school. We're going to circle back to that. Remind me.
Right. Okay. So, anyway, like, me and my friend are messing around, but everyone else is, right? And the whole day he kept saying, y'all need to shut up before you get kicked out. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So at the end of the program, I was fed up. And you guys know I was a quiet girl growing up. I don't get into altercations. But for some reason, this coach rubbed me so wrong. I remember just going up to him and, like, I didn't cuss him out, but I was going in on him, like, pretty much cussing him out, like, to asking him, like, why do you keep targeting us? I wasn't doing anything. Every other kid in here, like, just going in.
Right.
So that's for another discussion. But anyway, back then we had the button phones. We didn't have touchscreen phones. Apparently I butt dialed my dad. He heard the whole thing. This is when I was like 15, 16. I didn't have a car. So of course he picks me up. It's like 6 in the morning. He's already tired as fuck. He's mad he has to pick his kid up from fucking weights. I get in the car. He said, so why were you talking to a teacher like that? I was like, what are you talking about? Uh-oh. Boom. Next thing you know, boom. He punched the fuck out of my leg. I was like, nigga, what? I was confused because I never got hit, ever. I'm like, damn. And I just remember, like, looking at him in disgust. I was just like, we didn't say. Then, actually, he went in on me for about 30 minutes about how you don't disrespect teachers. I've been raising this way. I'm like, nigga, you know I'm so quiet. Like, if your daughter who never talks, is super quiet, always respectful, goes off on a teacher, wouldn't you think something's wrong? Like, let's be real. Anyway, that's another story. So
damn.
Yeah, Elijah, what do you have to say?
Your
about,
turn, Eli.
Like, yeah, talk to me about your experience.
What you mean?
Voting. Like what's crazy too? He loved me in the classroom. Like when we're doing math, when I'm being like smart. But I swear, when it came down to like people.
I don't know. When it came to football, I don't know. He was a little weird. I'm not gonna lie. Like, at least with the black kids, when we got in trouble, like he would really like get in us, like yell at us, because he was the OC. So he would fucking yell at us if somebody went the wrong way or did the wrong thing. So he would motherfucking get on us. But the white kids, it would just be like, "What the fuck?" You know, and you'd be like, "Well, fuck, do it right next time." But you know, black kids, yeah, be like, "What the fuck? The fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
you're fucking stupid." You know, so I mean, I don't know, but then like when I seen him in college, like this motherfucker was so happy to see me, and then he like one of like the first things he said to me was like, he's like, "Yeah, it's different up here, huh?" And I was like, "What you mean?" He's like, "There's a lot of white people up here, huh?" And I was like, "I mean,
yeah,
I'll say they definitely the majority."
That's something that white people don't say. White people don't. He was like, "Bring that shit up." Gentrification, like white people don't bring up gentrification. Right. Black people bring up gentrification. White people don't bring up gentrification.
See, but that's the thing, though. That nigga wasn't even really racist. I feel like he just
maybe
like,
he just had an eye for it.
I don't know. He did. I just think like he definitely separated us in his mind. Like he did not compare us to like everybody else. Like it was like black people and white people in his mind. Like, and on a like on some real shit, I feel like there was times like certain black kids like he liked and like he would want to see them strive, so sometimes he was harding on them, and then there was other black kids he just fucking didn't like or just fucking gave them shit all the time. So
that's
like
both so ways. Maybe he wasn't racist.
But, okay, yeah, that's different than the way I thought you were gonna take it. For sure. I thought you were gonna say like before Dell like gave her story and she introduced him and you gave your part, I thought you were gonna say like he reaped the benefits of like you being a good football player, but then treated you like shit outside of that. But it seems like he's pretty cool with you outside of off the field and all of that. So it doesn't, that's what I'm saying.
Good.
It's different. Yeah, it was different than what I expected.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was just saying, like, he's like, wasn't like racist, but he definitely separated black people and white people.
Maybe like a little prejudice? Is that like,
Or just segregated?
Yeah, that's probably better.
A lot, I don't
know. I mean,
well,
shit,
that's good to hear. Yeah.
Black people do that,
experience.
Though. Black people do that, though.
That's true. That's where we honestly, as like a race, we need to like look at ourselves too. And we can't be like always, wrong is wrong, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, we say we want all these things, but then like go and treat white people like shit just because they're white.
Right.
Like,
we got to hold it. We got to treat people the way we want to be treated.
Absolutely.
So we got to, if we want to be treated equal, we got to act equal as well as, you know, treat everyone else equal.
That's why I'm saying, like, even though, like, when you're born black, you're already kind of, like, a few steps behind. But I feel like to do any real change here, we need to, like, I don't know. I posted this on my Instagram when we were really hot in the whole, like, Black Lives Matter. But that's where we need to, like, become the people in power. Like, we need to stop fucking around out here and, you know, go to college, graduate college so we can be the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go to grad school so you can then go to law school. Go be the doctor. Go be the politician. Like, we need to become those people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's why white people are going to continue to have generational wealth, because you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a pattern. It all comes back every time. Like,
you gotta be able to make a change.
Right. We can't just keep settling to be the ones selling dope, you know, go and like you name it, anything. Like, we are 5 steps behind, but there comes a point where we need to be like, all right, this is what it is. Like, if we're gonna make a difference for our kids, we gotta step up and like do some unfair shit. But
yeah,
That's my take on it. What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know. This whole situation just, I mean, fucked up and just... I don't know. Honestly, I can't speak. I got a whole bunch of shit on my mind, but can't put the bitch in words.
Cuss words. I feel the same way.
But
yeah, I can't even put it into.
I mean, it's just. I mean, I'm honestly happy and excited that it's finally like shit's starting to actually change and shit's starting to be different. So. I mean, that's exciting to see. It's exciting to see people protest. It's exciting to see people actually go against the cops. I mean, they're talking about defunding the police. I mean, all that shit. But, I mean, defunding the police, I mean, there's going to be problems with that because I personally don't call them motherfuckers.
Nope.
But I know a lot of people that call the police for motherfucking everything. And you start taking money away from them motherfuckers, and them niggas are gonna start passing calls. Like, you need at work. Like, damn, do I really wanna answer this call?
You got a cop in here.
But I mean, that's just like, I don't know, that's just a scenario. But honestly, I cannot give a fuck if they
refund the right.
Honestly, wish
they I think would. They've already started to in some.
LA did, states, at least. LA County. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. They took like what $10 million out their budget.
Yeah,
for LA County
and put it
like
towards,
that's huge for LA.
Put it towards racial like, injustice or something.
Right.
Right.
They sure did. I'm proud of my county. Let's go, LA. What's crazy to me though is LA is so diverse. The fact we see so much police brutality here is crazy to me. Like, I don't understand. Like, they're, you know.
That's just how it's been since the beginning. That's just how LA is. Yes.
You're right. Like, that Rodney right. King thing. Like, I don't know. You would think, like, LA would be better. Like, the amount, like, the walks of life, the amount of ethnicities here in this city, it's just, it's a shame. It really is. But then also, like, LA is actually very segregated. I didn't know that until I moved here. Like, you straight up have your Mexican area. You like your blacks, your whites, like your
Korean
Asian, like
specific,
right? Chinese they literally specific. Have Korea down, like right, yep. Like you would. It's so diverse, but then it's like the whole county is segregated. Like literally, I could go like a minute down the road and I'd be in a different neighborhood. Like,
facts.
It's crazy.
It's real. I would say. LA is, I see it this way, New York, LA, the South, those are all old, like those are popular from the beginning of the United States, you know? Those cities were popping cities since the beginning, right? So they can be like, LA is probably. Along with maybe San Francisco, they're probably like the two most evolved big like metro cities that have been around the longest and been populated and overpopulated the longest, right? They're not going to change. It's not going to change very much in some aspects, especially in terms of the police. There's still going to be the same people passing down the torch for whatever administration. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all those type of things. The people in power are going to stay the same. So shit's not really going to change. But places like Denver that just started popping once weed became legal. Vegas, which kind of has always been popping, but Vegas is going to stay in its way. And Vegas kind of just has its own type of issues in itself. Like Houston, Austin, where else? Atlanta, I feel like Atlanta just started popping more recently. like cities like that, those cities are way more,
Like, Houston had the police chief that was walking with the people, right?
Right.
Seattle, they haven't really had many problems in terms of, you know, shootings and things like that, as far as I know, at least. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, even Denver, like, you guys have some shit, but most of the time, I've seen just peaceful protests from you guys, right?
From who, Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, they had a huge peaceful protest. It was on national news. Like, yeah. They were, like, really, they were recognized nationally for it.
Yeah, I saw it on LA news.
Wow, that's big time if LA's posting somebody else's news.
I don't even know.
Yeah, they had a few different cities up, and they were one of them. And I want to end with a quick question on both of you guys to answer. I'll answer it also, just to finish off. Can you change who you are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 110%. I mean, like, what do you mean in your adult life? Your or just morals, like, are you talking about, like, your shit, right? Core, like, to who, like, deep down?
Right.
Yeah, can you change who you are?
People change.
Absolutely. I've seen people do it all the time. Yeah. Like, I've seen.
At a point, I feel like I changed. For the worst. But then I was like,
like,
I still have the same roots. Like, I'm always going to be around the people that I was when I was the other person. You know what I mean? So, like, those roots are always going to come back. Mm-hmm. So, in order for people to change, like, you got to change your situation. You got to change who the fuck you around, because if you trying to change for the better, the people that you don't think is for the better, you can't be around them motherfuckers, because then you're never going to change your way.
It's true. Absolutely. Amen, brother. Preach it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. Like, the people, like, there are always people saying, like, look at the five people you surround yourself with the most, and more than likely you're just, like, those five people. And they talk about it, too, when it comes down to, like, how much money you're making, you know, annually, like, your career path, like.
Yeah, I talked about that in one of the previous episodes.
Mm-hmm. You gotta literally surround yourself with lifelong learners who grind every day.
Yeah, that's for real.
I think I'm trying to go hit stores and shit and start and sell shit again off of the stores, you know what I mean? Just make extra bread. And I'm just like, nah, I just got, I got steady income. I don't need to do all that shit, you know? And it's like, me changing by that way is like helping other niggas see, like, damn, I need to get a job like this nigga, you know, and just have a steady income. So I ain't got to do stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. That's real, because now it's like, at this point, like, we were young. We were the young niggas. We were the young ones when we were coming up and doing dumb shit. But now it's like, damn, like, we look down, we got younger cousins, you got a younger brother, I got a younger sister. Dale, you have a younger brother. Like, you just look back and you're like, damn, like, you see them getting older, and then you see them doing shit that you used to do, and you're like, fuck. Yeah. Right, I need to straighten up, because this motherfucker acting like me, and you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't doing the right shit at this point. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely, you can change. I love the point you made where you hang around an old friend right back. Like, you get caught up in the old memories. You know, like, the love you have for the... Cause it's
you just
know, like,
it's
the
memories that
y'all...
It's just the memories that are, like, there when you're like, damn, you know, like, I'm trying to have fun like that again. Let's go do some shit like that again. Or I had... That shit was a rush.
Right.
It relive the moment.
You, you just trying to relive the glory days. Just know... When you get older, it's all gone.
Right.
There's no turning back. Your knees ain't the same, nigga. You can't do that.
Yo, my knees aren't the same. Tell me how I tried scootering today with a little girl. I was like, oh, my knees. I'm going to get off now. You take it, honey.
Man, they'll tell you more than anybody.
My knees been through it. Any athlete that has me beat, come talk to me. I lost scholarships onto that knee. Ooh, don't even get me started. That's a whole nother story. Yeah.
Man.
Adversity, man. It's okay. We all need it. Adversity. God knew how to get my act together. He fucking knew. He was right.
But to end the episode,
I want each of y'all to give a lifestyle tip or a life tip. Anything.
Since smoke weed, any subject. Every day. You want it to be. You ain't going to have no problems unless you smoke all. Unless you smoke,
stimulate your mind, and Craig.
You fucking go broke. All right. Then you got problems. Then you can't smoke anymore. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Facts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, let me be serious here, for real. For our young listeners, I'm going to keep, on a serious note, one thing that I really, you know, I like to live by is just, like, really admitting it. So, like, admit that you don't know everything. I know, like, at this age, it's like, we've been there, done that, seen everything, but the reality is everyone's reality is different, and no one's really going through the exact same thing. So I think it's just where you, as a young person, if you can now develop...
Somebody I know told me the realest shit, and he was like, nigga, I'm trying to be in a room around, like, motherfuckers that, like, know shit, because if I'm in a room where I'm the smartest person, nigga, I'm in the wrong motherfucking room. Like, what the fuck am I doing there? Where am I going to get out of being in that room?
That's real.
I already don't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that goes right back to surround yourself with the people that are trying to be better, trying to better themselves, you know, doing everything, working hard, you know what I'm saying? Doing everything that you want to do.
Right.
Don't kill you with motherfuckers that's doing shit that you used to do, or I mean, if they doing the same thing you're doing and they have the same grind as you, but if they are at the same place as you and they're complacent with that, then you gotta leave them behind.
You gotta go. Real shit, I'm proud of y'all.
I'm proud of you, Dev.
I'm proud of you, Dev. You better than us. You still going to school.
Graduate dropouts, nigga.
We off that shit. Off that shit. Graduate dropout, baby.
Like, guys, I mean, it, like we talked about in the episode, it really just comes down to your mindset. And the reason why I feel like I'm still going, I don't need to, you know, necessarily continue with school, but I just want anybody that looks like me, any girl, mixed kid, black kid, you know, like immigrants, you know, my dad was an immigrant. I mean, I just want to be able to do it so I can, like, make sure these kids know, like, you could do that shit. If I did it, and this my statistically, I should not be where I am today. I just want everyone to know. Like,
go ahead, preach this, Dale.
You got that shit. If Dale, I did it, Rita, you definitely can do it. That's my motivation and my goals in life. But, so hit me on the gram.
My girl magic, nigga.
Snap, snap, snap.
I got magic.
But nah, yeah, man. Just wanna thank Eli.
Yeah, definitely,
first of
bro.
All,
you gonna have to
finally
give
you
on
an episode.
For sure.
We gonna have. I'm trying to just pump him out, honestly. While shit is still kind of calm right now, and we don't have to go back. We're going to try and get out as much content as possible. I did 2 episodes at the beginning of the week. Getting this one done. So, you know, we're going to get it done. And Del Rita, thank you. First female guest on the podcast.
Hey, I feel honored. You know, I gotta hold it down for us women over here on the
West
Coast.
Let them know. Del really thinks she's from LA now.
Disrespect me.
If you see Del Rita out here in LA, just know she's really
from Colorado. Colorado Springs, baby. She's Springs.
Oh, yeah, she's from Colorado Springs.
Even wider. Oh, I just had to tap into my people of color, that's all. I was a little whitewashed for a while there, how to get out.
Yeah, you just had to come back. All
right, y'all.
Yeah.
Much love, y'all. Love both of y'all.
All right, guys.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Much love.
Yeah, appreciate both of y'all. Love both of y'all. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Go follow on Twitter.
DUSCUSSIONS discussions, and Instagram at durag.discussions. Appreciate y'all for listening. Share, follow, subscribe. And thank you.
Peace out.
Later.
Peace.
Discuss.
Damn, Logan, you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?